there, it's Julie for Dobbs. Since 1976, drivers have counted on us for bumper-to-bumper tire and auto service. And Dobbs now has more than 40 locations. One's probably close to you. Come see us today.
For deals you can use, click on gotodobbs.com now.
The Budweiser Brew House today, right outside Busch Stadium. It's the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN with Brad Thompson. I'm Anthony Salter, and let's go to the Brown and Crouppen Celebrity Line. We're joined by Dan McLaughlin, who was alongside BT for the Mets series, and of course, you'll see him again tonight, Bally Sports Midwest, as the Cardinals and Rockies open a new series. Dan, always a pleasure, my friend. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Good weekend, guys. How are you doing?
It certainly is. This is, Dan, this is kind of a Nolan Arenado appreciation day since the Rockies are in town.
We just made it up. It's an official holiday.
Exactly. Yeah, I hope you're on board with that, Dan.
I am totally on board with it. I think the fan base would be on board with that. I was doing some numbers here. The Rockies' third baseman are hitting .254, Arenado .276. They have 6 home runs. Arenado has 5. They have 21 runs batted in. He's got 22. Kind of interesting to see the comparison between the two.
Certainly. I was going to ask you, Dan, you being as big of a fan as you are of the game, not just the Cardinals, you were already well aware of Nolan Arenado and how unbelievably talented that Nolan Arenado is. But since you had an opportunity now over the last month plus to watch him call his games each night, is there something that has stood out to you that you didn't know about Nolan Arenado and have come to appreciate about him?
Intensity. You know, Anthony, I knew that he was a great player, and I was figuring that, you know, in due time we would see some of these remarkable plays. And I think we've had a couple, you know, like the one that he made in foul territory with his back to the infield is just a great catch. There's nobody else in baseball, third baseman-wise, probably going to even get close to that, maybe Manny Machado. That's the one thing that I've noticed, though, is his intensity with every pitch, whether it's defensively or offensively. And I would watch him when he was an opposing player, but I would only see him 6 times a year, and I'm trying to pay a little bit more attention maybe to the Cardinals and what they're doing. And now that he's a Cardinal and you watch him every day, it's just the intensity with every single pitch. The guy is just one intense dude, and I love it.
Dan, you know, one of my favorite moments that highlight that intensity from Nolan Arenado was actually the opening, the series in Cincinnati with the Castellanos and the little skirmish. He came in hot, and he was flying in with that intensity on his face, ready to fight for his teammates. And he'd only been around for, you know, a couple of months of spring training. I think that, like, kind of encapsulates who he is. He's going to fight for his guys.
Yeah, he's a great teammate. That's what I've heard. And unfortunately, we're not around with COVID and not down in the clubhouse and not on the planes and the hotels and that kind of thing on the road. But when I talk to people that I trust that are around this team every day, they say he's as good as advertised as a player, but even better as a teammate. Really, the bottom line is the guy just wants to win. He just happens to be extremely talented at what he does. We had Ken Obergefell on the other day, Cardinal third baseman from 1982, and he watches all our games, and he said the two best third basemen I've ever seen play are right here in St. Louis, Scott Rolen and Nolan Arenado, defensively. And that's saying something. A guy that is in his mid-60s, played in a great era of baseball, saw Brooks Robinson, I obviously knew all about him, played against Mike Schmidt, and here he's saying that these are the two best, and we've had a front-row seat to watch him. So I'm with you, Brad. It's intensity. He's a good teammate, and he's been everything that you'd possibly want when you make that kind of deal.
Just thinking about that great glove again, Dan, and the great defense that the Cardinals have as a ball club, how maddening, and you and I watched it and talked about it yesterday, how maddening is it knowing that you have that great defense to see a game like yesterday where you end up walking 11?
Terrible. I mean, that just can't happen. Right now, the Cardinals, through 32 games, have 133 walks issued. That's fifth most all-time. And the average against them is .221, fourth best all-time. So it tells you, throw strikes, and you have this great defense behind you, and you're not using it. What's interesting, though, it's not just happening here in St. Louis. Through the first 32 games this year, defenses have seen nearly 1,000 fewer chances in the field. That's incredible. You know, that just tells you there's a lot of walks and a lot of strikeouts, but that's the way the game's being played here in 2021.
What's also interesting, Dan, is outside of you know, Giancarlo Stanton, who is on an absolute tear right now. I've noticed a lot of the, like, star players not hitting well. Mookie Betts isn't hitting well. Obviously, George Springer and Yelich are on the IL. So you're seeing a lot of banged up. Soto's banged up right now for the Nationals. You don't have a lot of the stars that have taken off either. Any other trends that you're noticing thus far in the season? And the only reason why I ask this is because you're coming off the COVID year, and there was a lot of uncertainty at the start of the year of how the pitchers were going to fare. But are you noticing any trends from maybe a position player's standpoint?
Well, you hit it on the head with the pitchers. I don't think teams, especially the first 2 or 3 weeks, and Brad can speak to this probably better than I, but I think that teams were overly cautious with their starting pitchers. So that's one thing I see. And I just don't see a lot of singles. If you're going to be hitting and the ball is in play, minus a Tommy Edman, how many guys do you see hitting a single? And then do you see a bunt? Never see a bunt. You're never going to see a stolen base, usually. You might see it with Tommy Edman. You might see it with Tyler O'Neill. But the majority of his hits are going to be for extra bases. So it's kind of like we talked about. It's the three outcomes: hit, strikeout, walk, home run, strikeout, walk, and that's what we're seeing right now in Major League Baseball.
Hey Dan, we mentioned it earlier with Nolan Arenado getting to see the Rockies for the first time, being a Cardinal. On the flip side, it is Austin Gomber who gets to see the Cardinals the first time as a Rocky. Now there is absolutely nothing that Austin Gomber can do today on the mound to make Cardinal fans say, I wish we had that guy instead. But you know that he probably has a little internally something. I know that you like Gomber. What do you expect out of him tonight?
I expect him to be good. Now, he's had one bad start. So you may look at the numbers if you're a fan out there and don't follow it closely, and you say, okay, he's 2-3. His ERA is 5.9. And you go, wow, that's, you know, ERA near 6. But if you take away his one bad start, and it was bad, he has an ERA. You can take almost 3 runs off the board. It's almost 3. So he's had that one bad start. He's made a couple of starts in dreaded Coors Field, and despite walking a bunch, he's actually been okay. He's 1-1, has an ERA of 3. So we'll see how he fares here on the road. I think any time that any player, I don't care if you're a position player or your pitcher, you've been traded away, you want to show that team that, you know what, you're missing something with me. So I would assume that he's got a little extra for the Cardinals tonight.
Dan, we'd be remiss if we didn't ask you about Albert Pujols. So the future Hall of Famer released yesterday by the Angels. And the question that everybody has here locally, of course, is whether or not the Cardinals would be interested. Without a DH, do you see that as a possibility?
Sure. I answering your question, absolutely. I think the Cardinals obviously have to have internal conversations about this. You look at what he could do for you off the bench. I think the bigger question is this, guys, and it's pretty simple. Do your baseball ops people think that he can play? That's number one. Can he still play? Is he still productive? Could he still be one of the best 26 on your team? That's from the baseball ops side. Then you'd have to have a conversation with Albert and say, look, you just walked away from Los Angeles where you were going to be a bench player. You are not going to be an everyday player here, and we don't have the DH. So we're not going to sit Nolan Arenado, and we're not going to sit Paul Goldschmidt. And historically, these guys have played 158 to 160 games a year. So are you okay coming off the bench? And then I would look at the sentimentality of it and what it would mean to have him coming back to St. Louis. And I think there's something to that in terms of tickets sold, interest in the game, interest in the team. That's got to be a part of it. And coming full circle with him, and if that means something to ownership and if it means something to the front office, which I'm assuming that would be part of maybe this equation, but how does he help your team? And when I look at their options off the right side of the bench, and yesterday it was Ollie Sanchez, Lane Thomas, eventually John Nagowski, you know, Albert Pujols in 82 at-bats has got 5 home runs. So if he's willing to accept a bench role and you're not going to have to pay him except the minimum, it's something to maybe think about here down the stretch of what will be the season. You get him for 4 or 5 months, whatever the case may be. And from a fan's perspective, I think it'd be a lot of fun. I mean, can you imagine, and I said this morning, let's say the Cardinals are going to go on the road here and you return home and you're in that first game back and he's not in the lineup, but it's a 7th or 8th inning and the game's on the line and number 5 pops out of the dugout on deck circle. Can you imagine what Busch Stadium would be like and the interest level? Be enormous. So there's a lot of factors with this, but I think the main ones are, Can you, if you come to St. Louis specifically, can you be a bench player? And are you okay with it? And understand that's what you're going to be. And number two, do the Cardinals think he can still play? And only they can answer that.
Great stuff, Dan. As always, looking forward to watching you this week on Bally Sports Midwest as the Cardinals take on the Rockies for the three-game set. Always a pleasure. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you again next week.
Have a great weekend, guys. Thanks.